Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And finally today, our latest round of a game we like to play sometimes on the Brian Lehrer Show called Advice Roulette. It's more than a game. You can call in and ask for advice on anything with a catch. In exchange for a piece of advice, you have to give advice to one of your fellow listeners. It's that simple. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You can think right now of one thing you need advice on and call in and ask for it. Have you heard our advice roulette segments before? You don't know who you'll get, and you don't know who will get you. 212-433-WNYC. For example, on this last day of winter, maybe you're gearing up for some metaphorical spring cleaning in your life. You might need work-related or career advice along those lines, or it could be something simple like, when do I start to plant my garden this spring based on the recent frost patterns? But really, if you need advice on anything, call us up. Ask for advice on that question from another of our listeners who will also be calling up for advice. Then we'll keep you on the line so you can offer advice to the next person and so on. It's advice roulette. It doesn't have to be job-related or spring cleaning related or spring related. It can be about anything. So do you need help deciding which college or graduate school to go to if you just got those acceptance letters? Maybe it's relationship advice. Oh, we're a few days away from the acceptance letters. Well, forget that one. Or help with an ethical quandary? Give us a call. Maybe you need advice about moving into a new apartment. Are the broker's fees worth it? Or what neighborhood should you move to get the most bang for your buck? Anything. Give us a call. Give advice. Get advice. 212-433-WNYC to play advice roulette with us and your fellow Brian Lehrer Show listeners. 212-433-9692. That advice follows this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our latest game of advice roulette. And why don't we start with Fritz on the Upper West Side. Fritz, hi.
Hi.
So the way this works, before you get to ask yours of another caller, we have to start it off somehow. So I will ask for the first piece of advice, and I will just ask you, where should I go in the city tomorrow after the show to celebrate the first day of spring? Where might a good spot for me to do that be?
Oh, gosh, I guess it's early in the year, but I always like to go to see how progressed the trees are in Central Park. Particularly, there are some, crabapple trees near Bethesda Fountain. So we might be a little bit early in the year, but
that's nice.
Getting to see the trees in the park is always a big thing for me.
Those crabapple trees, is that what you said? Are they right around the reservoir? Is that stretch?
Well, I guess they're all over the park, but there are some right near Bethesda Fountain that are my favorite.
All right. So we're also putting Mitchell in Manhattan on the air now. Mitchell, meet Fritz. Fritz, Mitchell.
Hi, Fritz. Good to meet you.
So, Fritz, you get to ask Mitchell for a piece of advice.
Okay. I was in a work situation where there was a young couple who were engaged to be married, and they were both great people, and I liked them really a lot. Mm-hmm. The man was very obviously gay, and it was just, I mean, as soon as the guy appeared in the doorway, boom, my gaydar went to 11 on him. I was around them a lot, and I liked them a lot, and I kept thinking, oh, my God, doesn't this poor girl have a friend who can take her aside and have a talk, or isn't someone going to step in and say that they think she's making a really bad mistake? And it made me very uneasy being around them. And I never did say anything to him. I sort of contemplated leaving a note or something saying, you know, you have other things to work out in your life. Don't do this to someone. But I wondered, what would somebody else do in that situation?
It was really funny because I happen to be a couples therapist.
Wow. You hit the jackpot here,
Fritz. That's how life works, right? Well, first of all, do you really think that she doesn't know and you don't know anything about their sex life? You assume, but for all you know or I know, it would be part of their lives together in some unusual creative way, number one, just to be most open to whatever might be. The other is to speak with him and simply say, you know, have you discussed, have you thought about different aspects of what might be your own sexuality? And just a very open-ended kind of question that could open the door for him to chat with you.
Right.
Or, alternatively, same thing with her.
Yeah. I have a strong sense that there is not an understanding between them.
I think it can also be construed as very, very respectful, and they'll probably know what you're talking about.
All right. Some advice from a couples therapist. Fritz, good luck with it. And now, Mitchell, you get to ask for a piece of advice from Rona in Merrick. Hi, Rona.
Hi.
Mitchell, Rona.
Hi, Rona. Good to meet you.
Hi.
Well, this is fun. Brian, I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I think it's fabulous. Rona, I am facing, like we all are, the Affordable Care Act, for me, issue.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had health insurance for a long time. By choice. I don't care for it. I take care of myself. I believe in that as a model. And I kind of get on with it. But, of course, we're faced with this legal thing. Where do you think – I've made a bunch of phone calls to New York State, et cetera, to different kinds of providers. But I haven't really been pleased or satisfied with any of them.
Wow, you're talking to the
right
person.
Do you have any thoughts about where to go and who to speak with?
Yeah, I was in this crunch myself. We had been getting private insurance through my husband's provider, and I wanted to give the Affordable Care Act a chance because I believe in it.
Yeah.
I used to live in Australia where it's more socialized medicine, and I saw, you know, I've come to think that it's a good thing. And when I was trying to do it myself, I wasn't happy with the process either. So in the end, well, what we did was we got the Empire plan for New York State. We had all sorts of problems with it.
Uh-huh.
I switched to a better plan. I don't know if I could say it on the air.
You can say what you like.
I think that, you know, universal health care insurance is a good thing, and I think we can't rely on good luck, that nothing should happen to us, because you could really get into a hole if you do need the services. So I think you got to bite the bullet.
I've agreed that I'm going to bite the bullet.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know what bullet to bite.
Oh.
Yeah, so what did you what plan do you like better than the Empire?
This one, it's more clear as to which doctors are on the plan, and that's something you have to call your doctors, ask again and again, make sure that they are on this plan, then call the health insurance, make sure that the doctors are correct, because I found a lot of times the doctors thought they were on the plan, but the plan doesn't recognize them. Also make sure that the drugs that you need to use for you or your family are covered under the plan. That was another thing I found, that my plan is really stingy about the sort of normal pharmaceuticals, like even asthma inhalers, that they are just not recognizing.
Mm.
So, do the research, but definitely get on a plan.
Good advice. Mitchell, thank you. And now, Rona, you get to ask for advice from Adam in Brooklyn. Hi, Adam.
Hi. So I have a 12-year-old. We've promised her that we would get her a cell phone. And now has come the time. I'm not really technologically savvy, so I don't know what sort of controls I should or what sort of contract I should make with her about getting the phone. So do you have any advice about what are reasonable, what should I set with her up as to how many hours she can be on and how many texts, or what's a reasonable thing to do?
Adam, can you help her out?
Yeah, that's up to you. It's that's a tough call because the internet can be a kind of a dangerous place for very young people. So I would say that you need to – I'm not sure. I know that there are plans that are just text message and, you know, just so you can make calls and text people so you can stay in contact with your 12-year-old. So you may not want to put the internet on it. That will be a way for you to control you know, sort of prevent your 12-year-old from accessing things that aren't appropriate. And other than that, I would just say, you know, put time limits on it. Like have a basket somewhere where she has to put it you know, at like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever, so uh-huh. she's not using it in the middle of the night. And I don't know, just simple restrictions like that. Nothing too austere.
Okay.
Rona, good luck.
Thank
and you might also talk to parents of slightly older kids to see what their experiences have been. Adam, you get to ask for advice from Tomac in Greenpoint. Tomac, you there?
Yep.
Adam, go ahead.
Hi, Tomac. So I was engaged, but recently we broke up, and I was just wondering, could you give me some advice on, you know, whether or not I should ask for to get the ring back?
Oh, boy. Tomac, have you ever been engaged or married?
I haven't. So, man, I mean, I've never even been engaged, so I don't know what to tell you, Adam. I mean,
What is it for you, Adam? Is it a matter of what's in good taste? Is it a matter of the money?
Both, yeah.
I guess that's kind of to each his own and their conscience, I guess. But
that's why it's advice roulette. Sometimes you get, you know, a robust piece of advice. Sometimes you don't. There's a lot of etiquette stuff out there, Adam, that you might consult about that. And maybe you'll get some advice elsewhere. Also, I want to say that, listeners, you can be participating, if you're not already, in Advice Roulette in the background. Go to our webpage at WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show and add your advice for any of our callers who are on during this segment. And so if you have been on during this segment, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show in a little while and see what other people are coming up with for you. So, Adam, I'm afraid that's the best we can do for you right now. But, Tomac, you get to ask for a piece of advice from Natalie in Trenton.
Cool.
Hi, Natalie.
Right. Hey, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Tomac,
good.
What you got?
So, the warm weather has got me thinking about the summer. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you have any advice about fun weekend things to do to get out of town.
Ah, things to do to get out of town. Definitely, I think in the summer, you know, it's been such a brutally awful snow-piled-up winter.
Yeah.
I love to do anything, you know, just that's different sort of physically. You know, see if you can go on some tours, some rock climbing, things like that. There's a great place if you go upstate a little bit. There's a YMCA called, it's in Frost Valley. And it's wonderful. I've done some singing up there, and it's amazing. You can go, and you can go stay overnight, and the hiking is wonderful. It takes a while to drive up there. The fantastic thing is that the cell phone service is very spotty, so you really get to, you know, enjoy some time. And then I'm a big beach person, so, you know, I drive to Belmar. It's usually pretty relaxed this summer. It's not too busy. There's a lot of bathrooms that are very close by to the shore, so I really like that.
All right. So a lot of nice vacation spots there. Go take your pick, Tomac. Thank you very much. And Natalie, because we're running out of time and I don't want to leave any caller hanging with advice asked for but not answered, you're going to ask me for a piece of advice to wrap this up, and I will do my best at whatever you ask for, and then we'll be done.
All right, great. So I'll just be quick about it. I am a singer, and I have a degree in voice performance. I ended up I say that I retired at age 26 because I quit my day job, and I do music full time, so I do some church singing. I have a full voice studio, and I also do some performing in the city when I can. And I love my life. I love my schedule. I have a little girl, and I have another baby coming on the way, and I'm able to make my own schedule. I, you know, make decent money doing it, but I have this nagging feeling in the back of my head that I should maybe go back and get a certification and maybe teach in a public or a private school so that I have, you know, a retirement plan and some sort of security for the future. And I'm wondering if I'm someday down the road going to regret not doing something formal like that where, you know, I have benefits that, you know, I don't have to pay for.
Well, I guess off the top of my head, first blush piece of advice for you is that if it doesn't get in the way too much of your actual singing and studio work, that there's no harm in getting that certification. And if your singing career really goes well, you may never need it, but then you would have it to fall back on and try to combine some teaching and some performing in the future. And so if you've got the time now, then go do it if it opens an option without closing any.
True.
So there you go. Good luck. Thanks
to
all of you who called and participated in Advice Roulette today. I hope you got some good advice. And again, go to our webpage if you were on the air, and everybody else, go to our webpage and give advice, especially to some of the people who didn't get the greatest advice on today's segment at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. Add yours on Advice Roulette.